and the Grenadines continue to receive humanitarian aid following a series of explosive volcanic eruptions at the La Soufre, which has displaced many. The latest humanitarian aid is a combined effort between the Bahamas and the government and people of Jamaica. On receiving the supplies this morning, Minister of Agriculture Sabota Caesar expressed gratitude to both countries for their support during this time of need.
I take this opportunity to thank the government and people of the Bahamas for allowing the use of their vessel that was en route to dry dock in Suriname. I decided to go to Jamaica to assist with bringing cargo to St. Vincent and the Grenadines as a part of the humanitarian relief efforts. We are one region, we are one people, we are one Caribbean, and I could recall a few months ago I took the opportunity to come to the Bahamas when you were affected by the hurricane. And I met many persons there in government and also in the private sector, and we were able to join hands and heart and to rebuild. And I'm really happy to see that today we can start the process of working together in this venture. And again, I want to thank the government and people of the Bahamas and government people of Jamaica, the private sectors as well, for their hard work and dedication and assistance in the process.
Minister of Agriculture Sabota Caesar and Lieutenant Commander and Commanding Officer of the HMBS military vessel, Omar Saunders, said it was a pleasure to provide assistance.
It's indeed our pleasure and privilege to assist in any way we can for the recovery efforts and the disaster relief efforts of the St. Vincent people. Surely, during the path of Dorian and after Dorian, we would have been assisted by our Caribbean brothers, so we know what it is to require help and to get help from our Caribbean brothers. We transport these stuff on behalf of the Jamaican government en route to dry docking in Suriname, and we lay here call to service to assist in any way we can to assist our regional brothers.
That was Lieutenant Commander and Commanding Officer of the HMBS military vessel, Omar Saunders. Meanwhile, Minister of Tourism Carlos James said the solidarity from other countries in the region has been exceptional since the first explosive eruption of the La Soufre volcano.
What we have seen since the explosive eruption of the La Soufre is the particular type of solidarity that you can only find within the Caribbean region. Every single island coming together to support the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Yes, we have donations from international organizations and other countries. The UN is here, but our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean, their solidarity, their support, whatever little they have that they're able to give us from it, has really shown remarkable courage and support of our Caribbean brothers and sisters. And I want to say that the people of North Leeward and North Windward, who are most adversely affected from this volcanic eruption, close to 20,000 of them are displaced across St. Vincent. These items will go to benefit them. These items will go a long way.
That was Minister of Tourism Carlos James. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufre Volcano Updates.